A Lenten devotional for April 4th, 2020, based on Exodus chapter 10, verse 21 to chapter 11, verse 8, by the Reverend Curtis D. Illingworth. I remember the accounts of the plagues from my Sunday school days. I can still visualize the illustrations of the plagues in my picture Bible. They were quite dramatic. The frogs, flies, boils, and locusts, my favorite. I haven't thought about them much since. My understanding of the God of the New Testament does not seem to be present in these acts meant to inflict pain and suffering. But in Exodus 10:21 to 11:8, we have the accounts of the last two plagues. We read the ninth one. Moses stretched out his hand, and there was darkness in all the land of Egypt. Next, we travel back through time to number 10, death. As we travel back, we might stop to remember how King Herod massacred the firstborn in his region. Here Moses tells the people, "Thus says the Lord, about midnight I will go out through Egypt. Every firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die." Nice. Nice. Fast forward to the year 2020 AD, and I see these plagues differently. I now see God leading me out of the darkness of my selfishness and the lifeless silence and thoughtlessness of a meaningless future. I cross the Red Sea into a wilderness of trials and sacrifices we call life, and I get a glimpse of entering the new promised land. Now I recall studying the laws of the universe in physics, biology, and math on my path to becoming an architect. Here are some thoughts on modern-day plagues through the eye of science. Light and darkness. In physics, I learned that there is no such thing as darkness. It's a word scientists use to describe the absence of light. We can measure the amount of light in a room, but there is no measurement for darkness. We don't say, "Close the door, you're letting the darkness in." Likewise, when you open a door, darkness does not spill out. Light is real. It is the source of life. Darkness is a void. It is nothing. A plague of darkness is a plague of nothingness. Life and death. There is no such thing as death either. It's a word scientists use to describe the absence of life. We promise, "Until death do us part." After that, does the promise end? A plague of death to the firstborn of a generation is a signal that the future is void. There is nothing more. Heat and cold. As strange as it might sound, there is no such thing as cold. It might be freezing cold outside, but physics will tell you that cold is just a word we use to describe the absence of heat. There is an absolute zero, but there is no absolute in measuring heat. We crave warmth and sunshine to grow and thrive. Without it, we die. Sound and silence. Additionally, there is no such thing as silence. It's a word we use to describe the absence of sound. Do I keep silent when I see injustice? Do I tell those around me that I love them and show it in my actions, or do I remain quiet? Am I silent when I should speak? The plague of silence can be deafening. I now find myself searching for my own promised land. I have spent time in the wilderness making mistakes and sacrifices, asking for forgiveness. Over the horizon, I can see my promised land. I try to sort out the good from the bad. Light, life, warmth, and words are all realities that describe my promised land. Darkness, death, cold, and silence are the plagues that overwhelm my life, and that, with God's help, I will escape. Journey with me and escape the plagues of the modern world. Journey through the wilderness of discovery and faith. Journey to the promised land of sustained life. Choose the light of Christ, through which you will see others in God's light instead of the blind darkness of the world. Choose the richness of a life in Christ that grows and nourishes over the emptiness of death. Choose the warmth of Christ's love to sustain your relationships over the cold emptiness of separating yourselves from others. Choose the Word made flesh in Christ by proclaiming His word and deeds over the silence of those who are skeptical. Enter the promised land of hope and dreams. Our Heavenly Father, you have ordered the universe with physical laws that control the stars above and the world below. You have given us life and the freedom to choose our path. Help us to avoid the modern-day plagues that tempt us daily. Help us discover the life-giving universal laws found in your word. Light the way with your love so that we may enter the promised land, a life that grows and blossoms under the hand of your life-giving love and care. Amen.